Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Kip and I have been doing this show for several years now. And, you know, we've gotten to the point to where we've gotten ourselves a little following. And, you know, we enjoy coming on the air here every Saturday and entertaining you guys, because that's what we do. And I think we're pretty good at it. But in all seriousness, sometimes, you know, every once in a while I'll jump on the air here and I'll have to do or feel compelled to do something serious. And this is going to be one of those rare times. But we'll get back, you know, we'll get back to doing Jason and Kip in just a moment. But, you know, there's a serious thing going on worldwide. And we need to take care of each other, keep an eye out for one another, and do our very best to do what's being asked of us to get this thing under control. But in the meantime, folks, let's take care of one another, be a little less selfish than what we normally are in our everyday lives when something like this isn't going on. Let's put some selflessness, the selflessness foot forward here.
There you go. And just get unified and let's get through this and we live in a great country and we'll beat this.
Yeah, we will.
We will.
Tom Brady has beaten Bill Belichick.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And I don't know how the Patriot Nation is feeling about that, but Tom Brady is now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Thought I'd never say that. Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneer. That's weird. It's going to take some getting used to.
Well, he comes, you know, he will join a long line of great Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterbacks. There's
I'm thinking.
Well, Steve Young was there.
Was he?
Before he was a 49er, Steve Young was in Tampa.
Doug Williams was there. He was their first kind of marquee quarterback way back in the 70s. Got him to the playoffs, but they had Trent Dilfer.
Brad Johnson. Sean King.
No, Trent Dilfer didn't play for the Bucs, did he?
Yes, he did. They drafted him.
Okay.
Yeah, he was their top pick in whatever draft that was, and then he stunk, and he went on to Baltimore, and he stunk there, but the Ravens just had Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, so it didn't matter.
That's a franchise that really hasn't had a Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks.
That's putting it nicely.
I mean, wow.
Let's make that a we'll update the Twitter questions here momentarily, but when we get them updated, the first question we'll post is Tom Brady the best quarterback in Tampa Bay history?
And hasn't even taken a snap in Tampa. And wow.
Jameis Winston, I think, to this point. Brad Johnson. Who was the guy that won the Super Bowl in Tampa? Was it Brad Johnson?
Brad Johnson was
okay.
The quarterback.
So Brad Johnson's the best Tampa Bay quarterback in history.
Or was it Derrick Brooks? Oh, no, he played defense. My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that defense won a title, too, down there, pretty much.
Right. But to this point, Brad Johnson's the best quarterback in Tampa Bay history, yes?
Ugh. Wow. That's a head scratcher.
Let's do that one instead.
Who is the best quarterback in Tampa Bay history? Steve Spurrier was their first quarterback.
That's another good point.
He was. The year they went 0-16, their first year in football, Steve Spurrier was the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Brady gets 2 years, $50 million, another...
All of it guaranteed.
The $50 million's guaranteed. There's another $9,000, $9 million that he can get in incentives. So the total net worth could be $59 million for the 2 years.
So Tom is in Tampa working on a 401k plan, pretty much, for the next 2 years. Everything he's doing down in Tampa goes straight into the retirement account. Maybe getting them in the playoffs.
See, all right, so that was what I was going to bring up to you this morning.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, 5,000 yards. 33 touchdowns. 30 interceptions.
30 interceptions.
The Bucs were 7-9 with that guy as their quarterback. I believe that Tom Brady makes them a playoff team. I believe Tom Brady makes the Buccaneers 9-7, 10-6, definitely a first-round type of playoff team. If things go their way, maybe they make a run to the NFC Championship game, but I don't see them getting beyond that.
I don't see them winning their division.
It's a tough division.
I don't see him winning the division, not as long as Drew Brees is in New Orleans, and they are loading up on the free agency market too. That's going to be – they could get a wild card, but I just don't – do you think they're better than the Saints?
No, the Saints will win the division.
Yeah.
But I think that the Bucs, Atlanta's in transition, the Panthers are in transition, so I can see the Bucs finishing second in the division. The question is whether or not they'll have a good enough record to make the playoffs.
Mm.
But I think they're definitely, with Tom Brady, they're definitely in the conversation of being there. Am I wrong?
They got to be in the conversation. I mean, you're getting arguably the best quarterback of all time. Granted, he's in his 40s now, but he's with a franchise that's never really had stellar quarterback play. So anything he brings, if he brings half of what we've been accustomed to with Tom Brady, that still may make him the best quarterback in Tampa Bay history.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
Warning, sound effect, termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
10-6? Where are you going?
Got to look at their schedule. I know that they're playing the NFC South teams, which means they've got six contests. With them, it's conceivable that they could go 3-3. I don't think they'll beat the Saints. They could split with the Falcons and sweep the Panthers. So that's four wins right there. And I have to look at the remaining games on their schedule. I think they got to get to 9 or 10 wins to get a wild card in the NFC.
I'm bringing it up right now so to take a look at what their schedule is so that we'll be able to have a better idea. Okay, so they've got, do we have these in order?
We don't know the dates yet. We just know who they're going to play.
Okay. Well, their home games, we'll do this as best we can, right?
Yeah.
Their home games will consist of Green Bay, that's loss, 0-1. Kansas City,
loss,
0-2. Minnesota,
loss,
0-3. New Orleans,
loss,
0-4. The Chargers.
Depends on what San Diego does at quarterback. I'll give Tampa that game.
So we're 1-4. The right. Falcons, that's 2-4.
At home? Yeah, I'll give them the home game against the Falcons.
Panthers, 3-4.
Okay.
The Rams, loss.
Yeah, they're not beating the Rams, I don't think, right now.
Those are their home games, so that's 3-5.
Right.
Then their away games with the Bears.
They could beat the Bears, but the Bears have a championship defense.
Well, given the benefit of the doubt, that's 4-5.
Okay.
Okay. The Lions, yes, that's a win.
Not necessarily.
It is, 5-5. The Broncos, that's a win, 6-5.
They got Melvin Gordon now.
6-5. The Raiders, that's a win, 7-5.
I'm not conceding that. That's on the road.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas, no. I'm not giving that a win. That's 6-6 in my book.
7-5 for Jason.
Yeah.
The Saints, that's a loss, 7-6.
6-7.
The Falcons, that's a win.
They're losing the Falcons in Atlanta. That's 6-8.
8-6 on Jason's radar. Yeah. The Panthers, that's a win. 9-6.
7-8.
And then the Giants, that's a win. 10-6.
I got them 8-8 right now. They're going to have to upset somebody.
I've got them 10-6.
So It may not make a difference signing Tom Brady. Well, maybe one game or two.
Well, in your book.
Well, I'm usually right when it comes to football-related matters, as our audience will tell you.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, catch 228. But that's not all. Happy hour, 4 to 6, daily specials, weekend Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris, a great selection of local draft beers, too. Flip-flop friendly, and live music on the weekends. Look for specials on Facebook. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Tiger Woods, probably done when they come back. Tua, given a clean bill of health, now everyone can see he is way overrated. Josh Norman, T.O., 2.0. Dak, if you can't get a deal done with the Cowboys, the Tampa Bay Vipers will be in the market for a quarterback soon. The Rams will have a new logo with L.A. in it, at least until they move again. Are any of the NFL players reading the new proposed CBA? Does it kind of sound like it? Kyrie Irving, what have you done since you got off LeBron's coattails? You are not a real sport until your officials make horrible calls. Even though you're taking a break, welcome to the club, XFL. Write this down. If the season would have ended, LeBron James, MVP. David Pollack to the College Football Hall of Fame and to the Weight Watchers Hall of Fame. Your next WWE champion, Rob Gronkowski. And these are my thoughts.
I I guess I could do that live.
You could.
I could. We'll do it. We'll do it later in the segment.
There you go.
Yeah. That was a little dated.
Yeah, it's a little dated. Maybe about 7 days dated. About a week.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by Golden House Pharmacy.
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
We're going to do it now. How's that?
Go with it.
All right. And here we go.
Okay.
The first ever live we can review.
Okay. Here we go.
Ryan Tannehill, your next best quarterback in the NFL.
No.
Well, that didn't work out for the Falcons, letting Austin Hooper test the free agency market.
Nope.
The Browns got their man, Case Keenum.
Cleveland? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Dolphins all of a sudden have a good defense. Remember when I told you the Dolphin Dynasty was coming?
You never said anything of the such.
I did.
I like this Facebook Live, so that way I could jump in and dispute everything you say.
Yeah, you're killing my flow.
Good stuff.
It came down between the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Tampa Bay Vipers for Tom Brady.
Okay.
Finally, the Falcons cut Devontae Freeman. Better late than never. By the way, how's Tevin Coleman doing? Cam Newton for Aaron Murray, straight up.
Ooh.
Do the Jaguars ever develop a plan?
No.
Darius Slay, I've got four words for you. P-A-I-D. Remember when... this is the one you need to pay attention to. Remember when Kip argued that Joe Flacco was better than Tom Brady? I do.
Kip never said anything of that. Man,
Todd Gurley.
You come on here with these lies.
Todd Gurley, fired on your day off. What were you doing? Stealing boxes?
Do
you remember that line? No? Okay. Dolores Abernathy, one bad, and these are my thoughts.
Joe Flacco, you better go get you a... Kip Branch has never said Joe Flacco is better than Tom Brady.
You said it. I remember it.
Never.
I remember it.
You have bumped your head, and you are going through concussion protocol. What you're doing.
It was when Flacco signed the deal with the Broncos.
Kip Branch has never said Joe Flacco was better than anybody at quarterback. No, you. How many fingers am I holding up?
Well, there's two there.
Okay. Jeez. Okay.
By the way, our Twitter question from last week, do you want to see Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania?
No.
75% of our listening audience says no.
No.
The Hulkamania train seems to have reached the end of the tracks.
It reached the end of the tracks 25 years ago.
No, they were running that card in the early 2000s.
Well, the track ended. They may still crank up the train, but it wasn't running like it needed to run.
Early voting on the next Twitter question. Who is the greatest quarterback in Buccaneers history? Your choices: Brad Johnson, Jameis Winston, Doug Williams, and Sean King. Brad Johnson's the early leader.
I mean, they won a Super Bowl with a defense, but Brad Johnson was their quarterback. Game manager, baby. That's what he used to do.
Wasn't work done on that team?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
John Gruden was the head coach.
Mm-hmm. John Lynch.
Oh, that was a good defense.
Warren Sapp.
That was a great defense. Yeah, that was a good
defense. I'm not disputing that. I'm trying to think of the offensive weapons that were on that team.
Keyshawn Johnson was on that team, wasn't he? Or they'd already traded him to the Jets by then.
I don't think he was on that team.
Okay. I'm trying to think who was on that Buccaneer, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you got any defense that's got Derrick Brooks is a good defense. Hall of Famer.
Who's Derrick Brooks?
Next. I'm not wasting my time with you on this kind of foolishness.
Today. This is a serious question. I don't know who Derrick Brooks is.
Okay, well, that's your problem. That tells our listeners all they need to know about your football knowledge.
You play in the 50s? Because if that's the case, I wouldn't know him, Kip.
No, he played on that Super Bowl championship team.
With the Bucks?
Yeah. Number 55. Actually had a pick six in the Super Bowl.
I was looking around for my cup.
What'd you do, throw it away and gonna try to blame it on me?
I don't think I threw
That's right, I had a large cup today. You had a regular size cup, so you can't play that little game this morning.
I think you threw my cup away.
Yeah.
Atlanta Falcons fans got to be a little bit excited.
Really, you don't know who Derrick Brooks is? All joking aside.
All joking aside, I don't know who Derrick Brooks is.
Hey, man, can we just sign off and go home for the day? Our listeners, they're not having it, man. They're at home. They're self-distancing. And you're sitting here on a sports show, and you're trying to tell our listeners you don't know who Derrick Brooks is.
Was he a running back?
I'm sorry, Facebook Live. Yeah, I know. Definitely, there's a thing. He said definitely a drug test. We need that. We need that.
Sounds like a running back to me, Derrick Brooks.
Okay. All right, man. Next, what other subject you want to talk about? Bowling or something like that?
Well, I just want to know what position Derrick Brooks played.
He's a linebacker.
Oh, I could. Yeah, that sounds like a linebacker's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So he's a linebacker for the Bucks.
Hall of Fame linebacker.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, but, you know.
How do I not know him?
That's typical.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South. The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com. Or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Hey,
pretty sure that LeBron would have won the MVP if the season had continued.
I'm pretty sure if the season does continue, if it does come back, that he won't. And I'm pretty sure that he won't win an NBA title this year either.
When are you going to stop doing this to yourself, Kip?
I'm not doing it to myself. I got people on Facebook Live saying, oh, if you put him and Jordan in a squared circle, LeBron will have a mysterious injury, which is pretty much par for the course. Good stuff. Thanks, Facebook Live. You've been a real help today dealing with this nonsense that I deal with on Saturdays.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102, on St. Simons, or give them a call at 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
So this is the segment of the show where Kip takes the show hostage and does pretty much whatever he wants. He calls it the butt hurt segment.
It's a butt hurt segment, man.
And so here we go.
Here it is. You know, this is tough, and I know he's feeling down, and I hope he gets back well soon. Number five on the list this week is Chris Sale for the Boston Red Sox. Got to go through Tommy John surgery, and, you know, technology's, maybe he's probably going to miss a whole season. Hope that's all he misses, but you feel for the young man. Great, he's a good pitcher.
I didn't realize that he had been as healthy as he has been throughout his career. He leads Major League Baseball in innings pitched since 2012. I didn't realize that.
And now he's going to have Tommy John surgery, and 2020 is in the books for him. And we hope he comes back healthy in 2021. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, Jameis Winston, man. He gets booted out of Tampa. Bye, see ya. Everybody's, you know, people are trolling him down there and say, hey, don't let the door hit you. You know where? He may go somewhere and have a career resurgence somewhere. May have a chip on his shoulder. You're laughing. You never know. He's butt hurt. So that's gonna hopefully light a fire under him. And where could he go? Somewhere like Washington?
If you were the Bucks, would you re-sign Jameis Winston as your backup?
No. It wouldn't work. He's been the man down there. Passed for 5,000 yards last year. 33 touchdowns. He did throw 30 picks, seven of which was returned for touchdowns. So he's got to learn how to protect the ball better. Period.
So the answer is no?
Nah. Number three on the butt hurt list. Coming off an injury where he missed most of last year, the Carolina Panthers have told him to seek his own trade. That's Cam Newton. Now, Cam's somebody that could go somewhere and, you know, have a comeback player of the year kind of season. Don't you think?
The thing with Cam Newton that causes me hesitation about him, he's never been that accurate of a passer. And his primary weapon has been his legs that has made him such a threat in the NFL. And now he's got this foot injury. So I don't trust Cam Newton to stand in the pocket and throw the football 30 times a game.
You're talking about an NFL MVP just 3 or 4 years ago.
I mean, I understand that, but that was, his main weapon is his ability to scramble and rush the football. He's never been a great passer. He's been good enough to stay in the NFL. I don't trust taking Cam's main weapon away from him as his legs and just putting him in the pocket and letting him throw it 30 times a game, 30, 40 times a game, and expect to win doing that.
Cam fit in San Diego or Washington or somebody like that needs help at the quarterback position?
Well, it depends on what their expectations are for their team. Are they signing Cam Newton to try to make the playoffs and make a Super Bowl run? Because if that's their goal, that's not their guy.
Okay. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Detroit Lions head coach Matt Patricia. Here's a guy that comes from New England. He goes to Detroit, and he's going to take the Patriot way with him to Motown. And what does he do? He lets a three-time Pro Bowl cornerback sign with the Philadelphia Eagles. They traded Darius Slay to the Philadelphia Eagles just simply because they didn't want to pay him. Three-time Pro Bowler. You got a coach in there that's coming there, and you're gonna trade a Pro Bowl cornerback. We talked about this on the way down here. They don't grow on trees, Jason.
They don't. And Darius Slay signed a pretty lucrative contract just a few years ago. What were the terms you told me on that?
Four years, $48 million.
4 years, $48 million. Darius Slay felt like that he had outperformed that contract and was one of the best two or three corners in the NFL.
He was the 13th highest paid cornerback, made three straight Pro Bowls, but now he's traded to the Philadelphia Eagles and he's the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. And Matt Patricia, you're supposed to be a defensive whiz. You've come to Detroit and you've got the worst defense in all of football. Butt hurt. This is your last year in Detroit. They need to fire you. I'm a Lions fan. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, the New England Patriot fan base. They're butt hurt. Tom Brady's gone. They're left with Bill Belichick. Jared Stidham's their new quarterback right now.
Jared Stidham did a good job at Auburn.
Yeah. He lost to Central Florida in a bowl game.
Well, that's
there you go. I knew you were going to jump in on that. He lost to Central Florida in the Peach Bowl. Lost in the SEC Championship game. Last year there, pretty much was an 8-5 quarterback at Auburn. Now he's handed the keys to the franchise that Tom Brady led to 6 Super Bowl championships. Wow. Bill Belichick, we're going to find out how great of a coach you are now. New England Patriot fan base, they don't like it. There's no baseball right now. The Red Sox, spring training's canceled. Season might be pushed back. The Celtics, there's no sports period in Boston. And Tom Brady just slaps the whole city in their face and just leaves. And it wasn't because of Tom. I think it's because he couldn't get along with his head football coach.
You know, I kind of wonder, too, if maybe his wife wasn't like, oh, we have the opportunity to go anywhere we want. You have nothing left to prove.
20 years.
You don't really like this guy that you work for, and you've got $30 million per season on the table in Tampa?
Yeah, that's just like, hey, here's $30 million. Come down here and
hang out.
Let's sell some season tickets and sell some jerseys, Tom. And everything's going to be good. We're not really expecting to win anything because we're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Come on down.
Yeah. I certainly think that, you know, if you're his wife, you're probably like, yeah.
I mean, you know, she can. There's a lot of nice beaches in the Tampa area.
That's my whole point. Boston? Or Tampa?
Hmm. From a weather standpoint, it's a no-brainer. Mm.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. But that's not all. Happy hour, 4 to 6, daily specials, weekend Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris, a great selection of local draft beers, too. Flip-flop friendly, and live music on the weekends. Look for specials on Facebook. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228. All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
I have my headphones on. I don't know what you said.
Oh, you know what I said.
No, I really didn't. I got an idea of what I think you might have said, so we're just going to move on. So Todd Gurley is an Atlanta Falcon.
Yes, he is. He is a Falcon back in Georgia, where he is on the Mount Rushmore of University of Georgia running backs all time.
Gosh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so let's think of the great. So there's Knowshon Moreno, Musa Smith, Terrell Davis. Chubb, Sony Michel. The guy that played with the 49ers, what's his name?
Garrison Hurst.
I'm drawing a blank for other running backs at Georgia. Who else? Who did I not name?
There's quite a few you didn't name.
DeAndre Swift.
Rodney Hampton.
I don't know who that is.
That's sad. Didn't name Herschel.
Oh, gosh. How could I have forgotten Herschel?
Yeah, that was by design. That's just see if you can get a rise out of somebody.
What do you mean?
That kind of stuff. That stuff doesn't work.
I just forgot to mention Herschel Walker.
It's all good. Todd Gurley, Mount Rushmore, UGA running backs.
It's a big mountain.
It is a mountain. Big mountain. Running back you.
I really just forgot about Herschel Walker.
But Gurley's on that mountain. Yes, he is.
So he's going to be playing with the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons got him for a pretty good deal, $6
million? $5 million one-year contract. He'll be getting more money from the Rams this year in 2020 than he will the Falcons.
And the Rams
He's getting paid.
The Rams still owed him X amount of dollars from his guarantee,
mm-hmm.
So they're going to give it to him, and he's going to go play football in Atlanta. The Falcons had recently cut Devontae Freeman, so they needed a running back. I really thought what the Falcons were going to do was they're going to take DeAndre Swift in the NFL draft.
At 17?
He'll still be there.
Yeah, I've been seeing some mock drafts where Swift's going late in the first round, first running back taken. Running backs just don't go high anymore, it seems like.
And that's why I think that he would have still been there. But now with the signing of Todd Gurley, I don't know that the Falcons take DeAndre Swift there.
Falcons need to petition the NFL for double the picks of any other franchise and use every pick they've got on defense. That's what the Falcons need to do.
You know who's got a ton of picks?
Who?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, they do.
They shipped out Nick Foles. Hallelujah.
Calais Campbell.
Calais Campbell. The other cornerback, Aboye.
Yeah.
Got picks for him. I mean, they've got, I think I saw where that was either 12 or 16 picks that they had in the draft.
Hey, they need it. Please draft some wide receivers.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this the other day where you were talking about how their receivers weren't that good. DJ Shark had a breakout year.
Did.
And then D.D. Westbrook is a pretty decent receiver. Do they really need to draft receivers?
Yes, they need a receiver. They've got, what, two picks in the first round? One of those picks need to be a receiver. They've got 9 and 20, I think, are the picks they have.
What's the other pick?
Knowing the Jaguars, they'll probably draft a linebacker.
Do you believe that Gardner Minshew is the answer at quarterback long term there?
No, I don't.
Why? Do you see what he did at Texas Tech?
You mean at Washington State?
Is that where he played?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Do you see what he did at Washington State?
Yeah, I saw what he did at Washington State.
What did I say, Texas Tech?
Yeah, but that's our listeners. They're accustomed to these kind of flubs by you. You sound, it's okay.
I think that I just thought, didn't Patrick Mahomes play at Texas Tech?
Yes.
See, that's what I did. I got him and Mahomes confused.
So did Baker Mayfield. He played there and transferred to Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that I was getting Mahomes and Gardner Minshew confused. That's why I thought that he played at Texas Tech.
You think he's the long-term answer in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I do. I think Gardner Minshew is a potential top 10 quarterback in the NFL. I think Gardner Minshew, if they give him a chance, is going to win two Super Bowls down there in Jacksonville.
You don't really say that. You're just, it's a slow sports day. There's no sports going on, and you're just trying to make conversation.
No, I truly believe this. I think Gardner Minshew is a future elite quarterback, and if the Jaguars will give him an opportunity, he's going to prove that.
Okay.
He'll win a couple of Super Bowls down there.
In Jacksonville.
Okay. With the Jaguars.
We got a sponsor to read, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Catch 228 and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's Island. Catch 228, but that's not all. Happy hour is from 4 to 6. Daily specials, weekend Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris, a great selection of local draft beers, flip-flop friendly, and live music on the weekends. Look for specials on Facebook. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228. Gardner Minshew. I like the kid. He's hard not to like. I think he's stepped in and did a pretty good job last year. But is he the long-term answer?
Yeah, I see a lot of Patrick Mahomes in him.
No, I don't see any Patrick Mahomes in him at all. So I don't know where that comparison is coming from. I see a kid that's got, he's tough and he makes plays, but Patrick Mahomes, who is the best quarterback on the planet, no.
They both went to Texas Tech.
No, they didn't, but it's okay. I get the I see what you're trying to do today. You're trying to hijack the show with some of this nonsense. See, but that's okay. Jaguars. What if you were, let's say, the Miami Dolphins, okay?
Mm.
They call you up, say, Jacksonville, would you be interested in trading? You got all these picks in the draft. You just talked about all these picks. We'll swap places with you. We'll fall back to 9. You jump in the five spot, and give us a couple other picks. If the Jaguars said yes, who would they draft at number 5?
I think they'd go offensive line to protect the future of the organization and Gardner Minshew.
So you don't think they'd take one of those quarterbacks?
No, they've got Gardner Minshew.
You don't think they'd take the kid out of Oregon or Tua or any of those kids that are available in the draft?
No, they've got Gardner Minshew.
Okay. All right.
Gardner Minshew is a future Hall of Famer.
So at 9, then, if he's a future Hall of Famer, he needs some more weapons.
He's got Leonard Fournette at running back. He's got the two decent receivers in Chark and D.D. Westbrook. He probably could use another guy to another speed guy, maybe
like Ruggs or Judy to blow the top off of Dignan.
That would help. I don't think those would be bad picks, but you know, the Jaguars unloaded a lot of defensive pieces too.
They're always unloading defensive pieces. Jacksonville, you got to put butts in the seats, or you're going to become the London Jaguars or the San Diego Jaguars.
That's a fact. That's a fact with with Gardner Minshew starting at quarterback.
Got to put tails in the seats in Jacksonville. You're going to lose that franchise.
What would it look like if the Jaguars won their first Super Bowl in London?
Fish and chips for everyone.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. But that's not all. Happy hour, 4 to 6. Daily specials, weekend Bloody Mary bar. Assortment of frozen daiquiris, a great selection of local draft beers, too. Flip-flop friendly, and live music on the weekends. Look for specials on Facebook. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Falcons also signed Dante Fowler in the offseason this week. Free agency period. 3 years, $48 million.
Will he play up to his talent level?
Well, Vic Beasley didn't.
Dante Fowler, will he? He didn't in Jacksonville. Really didn't in L.A. I mean, he did okay. but will he?
Well, he had double-digit sacks last year in L.A.
Will he be this guy that can get 15, 16 sacks a year?
That's what they need.
That's what they need. Atlanta needs a pass rush. They got to have it. Here's a team that's got Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. I mean, you got Todd Gurley. You got Matt Ryan, who's a former MVP. You got the pieces on offense.
You just traded for that kid from Baltimore at tight end after you lost Hooper.
Mm-hmm. So they got the pieces. Can they stop anybody with a pulse?
Who's their best defensive player?
Man, I don't know. Dante Fowler now?
Wow. Is that where we're at?
That's where they're at. Man, I just don't know. I hope the Falcons can get back. I hope they can get back to being a playoff team, because they could be a dangerous team in the playoffs.
What piece on defense do the Falcons need more than any other piece? Is it the pass rush? Or is it somebody to play secondary?
They addressed the pass rush with Dante Fowler. So I think they need the best corner available in the draft when their pick comes up at 17.
I'm actually in agreement with you on this. I would either do that, or at 16, I'd trade up and then draft whoever the quarterback was at Texas Tech, because those guys succeed in the NFL. Pat Mahomes, Gardner Minshew.
They got Matty Ice, man. What? I'm fixing to read this sponsor, because you're steadily back on this nonsense trail again. Whoa, let's get to the sponsor.
I don't know what you mean.
Texas Tech quarterback.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Pristine Water, and by The Strike Zone.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, The Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at The Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
I'm going to make it a Twitter question of the week. Will Gardner Minshew become an elite NFL quarterback?
Mm.
We're gonna have that up on Twitter momentarily.
That's an interesting question. What do you classify as elite? Super Bowl winning quarterback? Is that what is elite in your mind?
Well, I don't think if you win one Super Bowl that makes you elite. I don't think that winning a couple of Super Bowls makes you elite. I mean, Eli Manning, never consider him an elite quarterback. He's got two Super Bowl wins. I guess it really boils down to, hell, I mean, sometimes you can be an elite quarterback without winning any Super Bowls. Dan Marino. Is there any argument that Dan Marino was not an elite quarterback? No.
No.
No, there's no argument there. I think it just really boils down to, are you capable of winning football games by yourself? Are you that good?
Is Gardner Minshew that guy?
Oh, absolutely.
He's an elite guy that can win a football game by himself.
Absolutely. Have you seen him play?
I have.
Then why are you asking this question?
Because it's a question that needs an answer.
I think he's answered it with flying colors.
What was their record last year? 5-11?
They didn't win a lot of games.
So if he's an elite quarterback, they should have won some of those games that they lost, right?
Well, he carried the load and won the games that they won because of
him.
So
he was elite enough to win 5 games on that roster.
With a horrible roster.
Okay.
No weapons.
You just said he had nice weapons at wide receiver.
It doesn't matter what I just said 5 minutes ago.
Okay. I mean, the last segment, you said he had a nice set of wide receivers. They might need some help at wide receiver. I don't know.
You're putting words in my mouth, because actually that's not what I said. What I said was that the Jaguars had a couple of decent receivers. I didn't say that Gardner Minshew had a couple of decent receivers.
Oh, what did you say then?
I said the Jaguars had a couple of decent receivers.
But he doesn't.
I didn't say Gardner Minshew did. I'm not saying he doesn't. What I'm saying is I didn't say that he did.
I got you.
I said the Jaguars did.
So who is Aaron Rodgers, an elite quarterback?
Yes.
Okay, he's got one Super Bowl.
Right. He's an elite.
He's elite.
Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes.
Jimmy Garoppolo, is he an elite quarterback?
Nah, no.
Tom Brady's elite.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Roethlisberger, is he elite quarterback?
He's on the fringe, but yes.
Okay. Lamar Jackson, is he an elite quarterback?
Here's the answer to that question. Not yet.
Okay.
There's a lot of potential for that to happen, but not yet.
Phillip Rivers, is he an elite quarterback?
I don't think so. I don't think he ever was. I think he was good.
Russell Wilson, elite?
I think he's good.
You don't think Russell Wilson's an elite quarterback?
Maybe a fringe guy.
Baker Mayfield?
No.
Matt Stafford?
Yes.
He's an elite quarterback.
Yes.
Playing on an awful team.
Yes.
Let's see. Drew Brees, elite?
Yes.
Kyler Murray, elite?
No.
Okay. I'm just going through. I'm testing your logic here. Derek Carr?
No. There's no more football knowledge than you'll find anywhere than in the brain of Jason Bishop.
Okay. Let's see. Cam Newton's not elite.
At one point, he was a fringe guy, not now.
Okay. Joe Montana.
Man, all the weapons he had, it would have been hard not to win four Super Bowls with Jerry Rice and those other guys.
Okay.
Yes, Joe Montana's elite. Of course he's elite.
Steve Young's elite.
Yes.
Troy Aikman.
Yes.
Trying to go through. Yeah, we already talked about Tom Brady, elite. So I understand who's elite now, who's not elite.
The elite guys are the elite guys. Gardner Minshew will fall into that category. I want you to remember this segment.
Okay.
Because in 3 years, when he wins his first Super Bowl, I'm going to circle back and we're going to talk about this.
I'm sure you will. I'm confident that we'll never have this conversation ever again.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!